hard place in a skunk ravine. You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey. It's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
The demons.
All right, now we're going. Okay, is this the file?
Yeah.
Okay, I have the file.
Can we watch it and record?
Let's just do this after. Yeah. Hello. Welcome to the Skunk Ravine.
Wait, are we actually recording now, or are you just fucking with me?
Nope, we are recording.
Okay. Now, I don't even know what I was ranting about.
About how your dog keeps laying on my coat, even though she has a Tempur-Pedic bed.
Yeah. Little fucking spoiled
her
bitch.
Bed is nicer than mine.
Yeah.
And the blueberry on your foot that you won't let me pop because you think that
she's
I
not.
Am retarded.
Do you see what happened to the one that she popped on my wrist? Hey, look.
Yeah, I think I
could. Yeah, does it look like it popped?
Okay,
yeah.
You said to yourself that it felt better.
Well, yeah, it feels better than it did.
I bet, because of the poppage.
Well, now I'm on antibiotics.
Okay. He's on board. Alex. All right, and now you're on antibiotics, and so if I pop it, it doesn't fucking matter. So would you just chill and let me fucking pop it?
Alex is a walking,
Never.
Talking infection right now.
Yes. I mean, usually.
I'm going to call them blisters because they look like goddamn disgusting blisters.
I mean, that's essentially exactly what they are.
The blisters formerly known as wart.
Yeah. They're whispers. Careless whispers.
Yeah.
I'm never going to dance again.
I'm just fucking disgusting.
I mean, I'm not going to dance for a while because I can't even walk.
Yeah, that toe's pretty fucking bad looking.
Bruh, it looks like my toe went to climb Mount Everest.
Can we talk about what
yes.
happened last
you look
night when you came to bed?
Just the one toe.
Yeah, what happened last night?
Oh, she fucking ripped to the, you know how when you like try to cover your feet?
Uh-huh.
She did the foot flippy rippy. Bruh.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about when you ate shit and you slipped on the dog bed. And
ah, when
shit.
I fucking almost put my
and
head through
your
the wall.
I would
well,
put my
no
head through
shit.
The wall.
No wonder I don't remember. I had a fucking concussion.
No, it was the funniest Bruh. Shit I've seen in a long time. And I laughed really hard. And I am apparently an asshole, but it was worth it.
Like,
I would pay to watch Alex fall, though.
Oh, bro.
It was
brutal. It was like,
I'm sure you're trying to be careful as fuck.
It was Family Guy style.
Yeah.
And then you spilled the whole contents of your water bottle.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's one butt. Like, look. There's one fucking button.
Yeah,
to open it.
Yeah, your lock button.
Yeah. Like, of course it fucking. That's like, come on.
That's why you got to keep the safety on, dog.
Bro.
And then you were stuck
there ain't
there.
No safety,
you were stuck
is there?
Like a turtle on their
is back. There safety on those?
Yeah, pick it up.
What?
There should be a little
there's
loop.
A little flippy flip.
Are you
yeah.
fucking with my dick right now? Yeah. Are you serious?
Throw the lock on, homie.
Yeah, you should have locked it.
Thanks, you fuck.
I bought you.
No, don't worry.
She bought it for me.
I had one like that.
It's your
that,
job to
like,
figure it out.
Would come undone all the time. I would get in, like, throw it on my front seat of my car.
And then it just explodes
well,
everywhere.
I would get out at work and grab it. And I'm like, well, this was full. And now it's half empty. And my fucking car seat's just so
Or was
wet.
It half full?
Well, it depends on how you want to look at it.
How many footprints were in the sand?
Just one.
Ah, shit.
Yeah.
Paraplegic fucking. There was just.
There was 1 foot.
There was
one.
Just wheel prints.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah, I understand.
You see what I did there?
I get it.
Nick, your nails look fabulous.
Like oh!
It's like Lieutenant Dan.
Thank you.
Is that what you
orange?
Got off the phone for?
It is Reese's.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's Reese's. They're
so
like,
can I
like,
lick
can
them?
Can you lick it and it tastes good? Does it smell like peanut butter? Or alcohol? What is nail polish? Maybe?
No, it is not no. flavored.
It just tastes like Nick's finger.
I just
not
wanted Alex.
It tastes like butthole,
it's an
actually.
Opportunity to have Alex lick my finger, so fuck it, let's go
you
for
don't
it.
Know where those
it's been. Okay, you're on antibiotics, you'll be all right.
Yeah, I mean, at this... If you're gonna do something gross, do it now.
I could have been fingering my ass on the way here.
That's true.
Dude, the doctor that I saw, he was just like, came in and started, he was like, my fucking 2 cows died today. I was just like, what is happening right now? And I was like, yeah, my girlfriend's a vet. She just had some pets die, and
she just had to put down some cows.
Yeah, we're just killing animals all over. Shout out to PETA. Yeah, he was just like, I can't poke it, but I can text you later and tell you what to do. Because I was like, if you want my number, I can ask my girlfriend to ask her vets what I think might have happened, you know?
That is weird. I'm curious.
He just saw him the other day, and then they just were dead. His neighbor called and said, your cows are dead.
Ooh. Were their assholes cored out?
I don't know.
That's the big question.
I know.
What is it, a chupacabra?
With surgical precision.
No, that would be aliens.
Chupacabra, the ripper?
Well, oh, yeah, the cattle mutilation.
Chupacabras is like...
Shut up, I just wanted to say...
What, do you think chupacabras are immigrating now? Illegally?
That's a fun word.
Does that chupacabra got a green card?
Welcome to Biden's America, where over 10,000 chupacabra have made it across the border.
There's a fence for chupacabra. Dude.
Fuck sending illegal aliens back. We gotta get these goddamn chupacabras out of here.
Dude, I just took that antibiotic not too long ago, and my fucking foot already feels a million times better.
Good, let me poke it.
You're not poking shit.
So how come you're against poking the foot?
Because they said not to.
That's true. You know, when I told my wife, she was like, I mean, if it pops on its own, it pops.
That's
it's
what
fine.
They say. Let it do its on, like, on its own.
Yeah.
Right, but at a point. It is no longer.
It wasn't infected until
skin.
You poked it.
First, fuck you, lies. Anyway,
no, not lies.
But at a point, listen,
this didn't
I
get
to
infected.
Some doctors today, yes, they're not human doctors, and they said at a point,
it's fine.
At a point, you're gonna have to pop it.
I mean, it's not.
They
it's
didn't,
no longer
nah.
like a healthy blister that's protecting your skin. It's like it's
full
fucked.
Of blood.
I'll show
it,
you
like,
some full of blood.
What are you gonna show me that's full of blood?
This dick.
What happened to their penis there, mister?
I don't know.
Hey, mister.
Hey, mister. Why's your penis all full of blood? Hey, well, you know, there is that song, I Come Blood, so.
So what happens if I wait till you're sleeping?
I will fucking kick you in my sleep.
I'm going
to kick you and then pretend to be asleep because you didn't tell me there was a fucking lock on here.
You should have figured that out yourself.
You should.
I've never had a water thing.
Well, that's just sad.
You're
that
sad.
Is sad.
I've got that thing. I'm proud of that.
Don't let that spill in your bed or whatever.
Well.
That's true.
That'd yeah, it just mess. Sneaks into my room in the middle of the night. It's just
what
like.
What the fuck?
I just wake up to.
It's like.
That's what noise it makes.
It's like in The Godfather when he wakes up and the horse's head is in
yeah.
his bed. That's you. You're just
yeah,
like, what
but with
fuck,
that. Is, it's just.
And it's the fucking vet's cow.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
What a twist. Dude, I M. Night Shyamalan myself
you
earlier.
Just get M. Night Shyamalan.
I don't remember what I did, though, but it was hilarious. God damn it. Now it's going to drive me insane.
Gosh darn it.
Son of a Trisket.
Son of a shoot.
Son of a bun.
Biscuits.
So what shirts are we going to make next, eh?
You know what's funny is I was actually thinking about that last night. I was thinking about taking, because I have all the AI images that I've created for the podcast, which is over, like, 100.
Like making like a plastery, like a...
Making like all the characters.
Like a quilt, almost?
Yeah. Well, you ever see that like Simpsons poster? That has all the people on it. I used to have it.
Yeah.
Like that.
I'm sure.
Or like Sergeant Hart's Lonely Marching Pepper Band or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. The Beatles.
Yeah, the fucking... Yeah. The shitty Beatles.
Yes.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, when they were doing like too many drugs and they didn't even know what they were singing about.
Yeah.
Strawberry fields forever. What the fuck is that about?
Yeah, dude, I feel like I can smell your foot from here.
What it's got the gangrene.
It smells gross, dude.
Yeah, it's going to fall off soon.
Are you sure it's my foot or not? The
no, like I just feel like... No, whenever I see something disgusting like that, I feel like I can smell it.
We should probably
I don't think it has a smell.
It was like when another Alex fucking smashed his thumb and he had to wait for his thumbnail to grow out.
Well, that's what he gets because his name is Alexander.
Dude, he was always like, look at the... Every couple weeks when I'd see it, he'd be like, dude, look at it now. It's just like a hole in his thumbnail. I was like, dude... It's going to be like 4 months like this, yeah. And that's fucking gross as shit. And then that happened to my boy Ryan at work, and it was the same thing where I was like, dude, you got to, like, clip that shit off or something. Because it created a little flap that, like, he could raise up. I was like, you have to clip that down or you're going to catch it on your pocket and rip your fingernail off. And
do you not remember that Facebook memory where I smashed the fuck out of my thumb and then drew, like, a beard and, like, hair? It had, like, a mullet.
Mm-mm.
There was like a face.
No.
God damn it.
Was this real life?
On your thumb?
Yes, it was real life. Yes, my thumbnail. I smashed the fucking goddamn piss out of it.
The what out of it?
The goddog piss out of it.
Goddog?
Goddog piss out of it.
I just smashed the goddog. Out, piss out of
you. You could just amputate
it. But yeah.
Yeah, you could just amputate it.
I could amputate a lot of things.
Yeah, you can amputate all kinds of things.
Trying to keep most of it.
You can just. You can amputate all kinds of shit.
Missing one toe is no biggie.
You're about to lose it.
Yeah. And that's not a pinky toe either. Although I heard it's not your pinky toe, it's your big toe.
Yeah, that seems
if you lose your big toe, you're fucked.
That's, yeah, that's where like,
it
that's
fucks your one. Balance up.
Yeah, that's where your good shit is.
Yeah.
The pinky toe, line. Take
pinky
that shit
toe ain't nothing.
Ring toe?
Look at my
no.
pinky toe.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah,
wait.
You have
it's
a
your,
weird pinky
it's
toe.
Your index toe.
Yeah, it's called a fucking, like, hammer.
Tiny
what do you call
there.
It? Like,
hammer toe.
It, like, barely even has a nail and it, like, curls.
That's how Ashley's toenail is.
Well, like, what's the point of
dude,
a pinky toe?
Her pinky toe
looks
like.
Oh, I have really tiny
it's like a
toenails.
Fucking staple.
Yeah.
Well, ask her. I can like, kick really hard.
Oh, he's like, what is this? Yeah, do you, like, cut that even?
Not saying I just kick her all the time, but.
I mean, you
do. In her butt.
Do you hit her with a stinger? I'll grow my big toenail out and call that the stinger. My talent.
No, I do, like the Muay Thai, like, the whippy kicks. Yeah.
Chopping down a tree.
A palm tree. Yes. Yeah.
I ain't no tree.
You know what I'm talking about.
Get your ass over
I bet I could do that.
These leaves.
I kind of want
to
try.
No, yeah. We have to try.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're already on antibiotics. You might as well go around
yeah,
kicking
exactly.
fucking up your shit. And
I used to go around kicking trees, dude. Like not like actual trees, though. Like not trees you can kick down.
Baby tree?
Like a for real tree.
Nick, are you insinuating
don't look
to be
at that tree.
Yeah, dude.
If
I bet I could roundhouse kiss.
If you kick Frank, I will fucking.
That one is Frank, right? Which one died?
Jerry.
Jerry died. Okay, this is Frank. Frank is a what?
He's
a
God,
tree. It's
if
a
I have to
tree,
look it up one more motherfucking time, I'm going to hang
it's
myself.
It's a cypress of some sort.
Cypress Hill?
Yeah,
it smokes a lot of weed.
It's a Cypress Hill.
Yeah, it loves weed.
It likes it. That's why there's a bong next
that's
to it. Do you
not
see it?
Yeah, right
it's not even
do you not see the bong
he
next
brought,
to the
he
tree?
He brought the bong with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it came with the tree. Hits from the bong.
Bill, like, here's your bong.
Yeah. With your cypress tree.
Yeah.
No, you're thinking of the other one. The other one was a lemon cypress.
Okay. That's a pine of some sort. It's a pine
thing. I will
thing.
Fucking show you a pine.
Do that. Oh, yeah. I think we already talked about that lemon you want.
Yeah, that
like,
one's dead. It was. It did smell good. It
smelled like that.
Well, it's still on my front porch. It
dead.
Just is very brown and
dead.
Sad.
This is
let's
dead.
Have a moment of silence for Jerry. That's
goodbye,
good
Jerry.
Enough.
I hope... You are enjoying your 72 virgins
yeah.
paradise. Well, known fact, hey. Not a lot of people know this, but Jerry was an extremist Islamic.
I didn't know. That's why he had to go. I was like, no!
Found out he was like in a terror cell.
Yeah.
He came home from work early and he was praying.
He was pretty crooked.
Facing
like,
Mecca.
It, you bought him funky.
Well, I thought he would be cool because he was funky. Like, I thought he'd be playing a bass.
Yeah, funky fresh, man.
Yeah, instead he was a terrorist.
Instead, turns out, ISIS.
Yeah.
Already wanted to die.
You know?
Yeah.
It's either bassist or ISIS, right?
Yeah.
Those are the two.
Man, I hope we can get some listeners in Syria. That'd be cool. Shout out
to
Syria.
I don't know if we want listeners in Syria, but
shout out to Syria. I'm rooting for you guys. I'm really pumped up that your civil war was finally over for like a month, and good luck on the new one that's beginning now. So,
well,
good luck, Syria.
Is it ever going to end?
Probably not. No, that area is always fighting.
What about okay? What was going on in North Ireland? What?
The IRA.
It was forever ago. Yeah.
It was in the 70s.
Yeah. What were they? Was that a religious?
It was. It was
I thought
Catholics
so.
And Protestants.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay.
And the British. You know,
yeah.
Yeah. Rolling over them.
Is
right.
What that zombie song's about?
What?
Rob Zombie?
No.
No. Zombie. Oh. Zombie.
She's very. No, she's Scottish.
I
is
no
that Four
idea.
Non-Blondes or
no? The zombie song is the Cranberries. She's
oh,
dead
yeah,
now.
Zombie.
But
I know.
Yeah.
It was a song about some kind of war. Zombie. But now I can't remember if she was Irish or Scottish.
I don't know if that's what it was about. But
let me Google it. I'll do that.
I just remember people like seeing videos of like people
she's
throwing grenades.
Some kind of ish, huh?
Grenades
yeah,
in the crowds and shit.
Oh
like,
yeah. Well, dude, there's like cool pictures of like school children walking. To school and like walking past people who are just like in ski masks with like
right.
assault rifles.
Yeah. But yeah, I totally forgot
I
about that.
As far as I could.
And then Aaron and I were talking about it earlier. Because I remember seeing videos of like grenades getting chucked into like crowds of people and shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, they were.
AKA terrorist attacks. What was the terrorist group? That
the
was
IRA.
That was the IRA?
I guess, yeah. Technically, I guess.
Well, what they classified them as.
I think, yeah, wouldn't you say that Britain was the...
They were the ones, like, coming in
right?
and fucking, like, raping people and shit. Like, raping
they were
families
the
and, yeah.
I found out stuff. So, it was, the song was written in response to the 1993 Warrington bombing by the IRA.
Okay, so, yeah.
Huh. All
right, now look up if the IRA is still a thing.
I would assume.
Like, are they still biting or are they free? We're going to get to the bottom
I
of this,
I don't know.
We got to do it before this fucking pizza gets here.
Ah.
So we can, whoever delivers the pizza, we can be like, did you know the IRA is still around? And did you know that the Cranberries wrote Zombie in response to the...
I keep trying to look at that camera, and I always forget.
Yeah, she's yeah.
You see that little tiny lantern? Go check it out.
Ooh.
Where's my credit?
What are you talking about?
Where did the lantern come from?
I was about to say it, you dick. You didn't even give me a sec.
God,
that's what I said. If that is that not exactly what I said?
Jesus.
It fucking fucked my eyes.
Why is it so little and so big?
I don't know, bro, but I was like, ah!
That'd be perfect for a tent.
Just a tent.
Yeah,
yeah
perfect.
Like, pew.
Yeah.
Like my toe.
Pew. Shit, I'd sleep under that.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin Mooney, if you listen to us, my toe.
You know.
It's next to my big toe, but it's going.
Pew. All right, chiming in. Okay, it says in 2005 the IRA formally ended its armed campaign and decommissioned its weapons under the supervision of the independent. Blah 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 blah. So no, they are not still a thing.
Ah, they disbanded.
They don't.
You be having that.
Well, that's good, I guess.
You're going to get pink nose?
I already got pink nose. Fuck, what was I just going to say?
I have like a trash can just full of bloody fucking...
Disgusting.
Blood.
Yeah, dog, maybe you should have bought some like wraps or something. Or...
I have the things.
You wrap him up so he's not just bleeding all over the place?
Yeah, he doesn't fucking...
To let it breathe during the day. You know how many times I've been hurt in my entire life?
Yes, Alex. All you'll do is move injury to injury.
That's how a nigga rolls.
I'm fully aware.
So, don't you think I know what I'm doing by now?
Constantly injured.
I've only had to go to the hospital twice. Well, the one time the ambulance took me. But I didn't choose that. This is when I had my seizure. My first day at my new job.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier, not new.
Within the last year, right?
Yeah.
Whatever happened with that?
What do you mean?
Like, was it going to happen again?
I hope not.
Yeah, I don't hope it does either.
I think it was like a whole stress thing.
Maybe I'm having seizures all the time then.
I mean, you can have them in your sleep.
Hell yeah.
But you would know. You would be sore as fuck. Your whole body tenses up.
I wake up sore as fuck every day.
Well, maybe you have
tongue just chewed to shit.
Well,
dangling, just hung on my skin and the ligaments.
Yeah. I've showed you my missing from where my canines are. Yeah, I chew my tongue all night.
So you don't have canines? What are you showing me?
My tongue, where my canine teeth are. I've chewed it away. I don't have a tongue where my canine teeth are.
Stick it out again.
So you ate your tongue.
It's tiny. It's so skinny. It's a tiny little baby tongue.
Yes, I chew my tongue.
You want a fucking lollipop?
You chomp.
You want me to get you a lollipop?
She can baby tongue. She can tell you. She can testify.
Yeah, does the tongue still work? That's what we all want to know.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Yeah.
Fuck
notice
yeah,
I only
this
have,
tongue works.
I only have one canine.
Hmm.
That's nice.
Where'd your other one go?
I grinded it off.
Yeah, I'm a grinder.
I think my teeth fit together like so weird that like.
Yeah. Dude, I hear Desmond.
That's me chomping.
I hear Desmond at night, like, grinding his teeth, it is so unsettling.
Gotta get him, like, a mouth
just
guard.
Like, how the
They keep telling me to do a lot of stuff.
How do you hear me doing that in my sleep and let me do that, Ashley? Like, wake me the fuck up. Because it sounds like his fucking teeth are gonna break.
I wake him up when he, like, chomps. He goes. Yeah, it's bad.
Just start putting pepperoni in his teeth.
Damn it, there was something I wanted to talk about.
The fuck? What did we talk about?
Oh, this fucking Amazon piece of shit.
Yeah, so Skunk Ravine v. Amazon.
Yeah.
We're fighting the corporate power.
We're
trying to take. We're trying to bring Jeff Bezos back down to the stratosphere.
Is that the douchebag that owns Amazon?
Uh-huh.
You fucking piece of shit.
You bald bitch.
Hire some fucking people that know how to drive.
If he starts paying good drivers, do you think he's going to make it to space?
He's not going to make it anywhere.
In
I have
his
cameras.
Stupid dick-shaped rocket.
All right. So are you going to tell the story?
Yes, please. Tell us why we're talking about Mr. Bezos.
Mr. Bezos.
I'm already getting steamed over here.
I hope this pops up.
You hear me breathing heavy?
And
I'm
you
getting
listen.
Steamed.
I hope one of your stupid employees that scans the media for your name fucking hears this. I got a package delivered.
Yeah.
What was that? Wednesday?
What was it? Like two a tiny
or was
song?
It Tuesday?
Wednesday night, I think.
It was Wednesday.
Night, yes.
Yeah.
Lotion.
Yes.
Put the lotion.
I got some
skin.
Sexy fuck lotion.
Ooh. That's
not what that was.
Nah, it's for my foot.
Continue.
Anyway, fuck you, Jeff Bezos.
What?
It's your fault that you cream from my
it
foot.
It is your fault, you piece of shit.
You're fucking
so
stupid.
So I looked out the window
dick
and said,
rocket
you're...
explodes.
That's probably what his dick looks like.
Yeah, oh, just a burnt up piece of shit.
No, just two little black balls with a little
jar for a penis.
Yeah. And yeah. It's even got like a...
It's just a little... His dick is just
three
a,
quarters of an inch.
Yeah, and his dick is just a little jar filled with other people's semen.
Exactly.
That he just like unscrews and dumps.
So don't buy candles from there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Don't buy candles from...
I'll get back to my goddamn story.
Jeff Candle Dick Bezos.
I'm pissed. So this dumb asshole delivery driver fucking apparently doesn't know what night vision cameras are. You know, they have big red lights on them.
He wasn't looking for cameras.
Yeah. How do you not see a red light?
Because all they do all day is deliver. They don't give a shit if you have cameras or not. Everybody's got a Ring camera now. Nobody yeah. gives a fuck.
I don't care. Either way. He fucking stops. Stares in Ashley's car for a minute.
Yeah, I wonder what's up with that.
He was parked in the street. He didn't pull in my driveway.
Facing the gate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they used your driveway to back up.
Yeah. He, if that's what you want
to
call it.
Well, he used part of your driveway to
he's
back up.
Part of the driveway to destroy my fucking mailbox post.
I mean, it's just kind of gangster. You know, that's kind of cool.
The video's funny. But the best part is when I was like looking, because we ordered food.
Could
and
you
so
tell
I
you?
Was looking out the window and I was like, so your mailbox is crooked?
I was like, what? Do you mean?
I went out and took pictures of it, and there was clear like tire marks like into
I saw
the
I know
the
I saw
fucking...
you, like you know what happened.
Oh,
we
yeah.
don't even need a camera. You know,
well, I was curious.
Yeah,
I needed to see it for myself.
I saw the yeah. It just happened to snow that day, and there was the perfect
mm-hmm.
outline of a tire,
mm-hmm.
just like fuck, gone,
idiot.
And then we watched the video, and that was gold, pure
yeah.
gold.
Was just like boom.
We were just like, "What is he do? What is he do? What the fuck is he doing?"
Like, I feel like there was.
It
a
was
whole...
like that Austin Powers.
Oh yeah,
fucking...
doing like a 40
yeah,
point turn.
Like, why wouldn't he just back up into the other street and then go the other way?
Mm-hmm. People are dumb.
But there was clearly
yeah,
like
he
a
shouldn't
moment
be a driver.
Where the guy...
I can't drive, and that's for fucking.
There is. At my son's school.
I had too much water to drink one day.
Drank too much goddamn water. Now I can't drive anymore.
It's over my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lady at my son's school. Like, every time I pull in to drop him off, she's in a pickup truck doing, like, a goddamn three-point turn to get into a parking spot. And then it's crooked as shit. And I'm just like, God damn idiot person. Yeah, it's some Asian lady.
That's all. An Asian lady in a pickup truck.
Is some kind of Asian.
It's a pizza.
Pizza time.
I'm not getting it.
My favorite part of the video, though,
hurts.
Was when the guy clearly stops to assess the situation, and then he leaves.
I was going to say, did he get out and look?
No.
No, he stopped
he, like,
in the road.
Checked the mirror and said, fuck that.
And then just...
Probably saw that it was still standing, so he was like, eh,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
you
whatever.
Know, it just has a real intense lean to it, but it's still functionable
yeah.
as a mailbox.
You should go.
No, it's not. It's fucked up.
It's so fucked up. It's splintered. The numbers
Whoa.
Got ripped off. Oh, my God.
For real?
All right, so we can...
Fuck, he's opening
your We can take a little break here. You guys can eat your fucking pizza, and we'll be right back. Back up in your ass with the resurrection. Ooh, the double flick. Why am I getting flicked off? Mm-hmm. I didn't do shit except for take a shit. So the pizza was delivered. They ate it.
The delivery guy knows Alex, and we don't know how.
Yeah, somehow the guy knew Alex.
What?
A microphone? Get up on that.
Yeah, I don't know who that guy was.
He's like, you know me?
He's obviously delivered here before.
Maybe that guy who tried to rape you got food delivered, too, because he knew he can't rape on an empty stomach.
There's no raping on an empty stomach.
Yeah, I got to carb up before I rape this guy.
Definitely a lot of didn't energy. Get raped, but...
Mm-hmm.
She was on the phone the whole time.
It was so weird.
That night was fucked. Almost fucked. Not fucked all the way, but it was fucked from a phone perspective. Yeah. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
But you didn't die, so there's that.
There is that.
It's pretty hard to kill me.
It is.
Good luck. Cockroach. Anybody out there?
You are like a little cockroach.
You are like a cockroach.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha. Yeah, I guess.
Daisy, lay the fuck down.
She's fine. She hasn't been making any noise.
She's doing
pretty
good.
Pretty sure she just licked the ball.
Don't fuck with her. She's being a... This is the first time in 44 episodes that she's been a good girl.
Right.
I'm not even kidding.
I believe
Well, except for the last episode when she wasn't here. She was locked in the room.
Wow.
I'm surprised she wasn't...
Question.
Surprised she didn't just bust through the door.
Sleeping. She was whining, and I had to tell her to shut the front.
Well, do you have it?
It's still on my computer, yeah.
Did you save it, though?
It's on, yep. The video of Amazon hitting your mailbox is on my computer now.
Uh-huh.
I'll take it home. I'll edit it down.
I mean, you can take the micro SD.
I don't need it. I copied the files.
Oh, you copied them?
I copied the data.
So I can put my stuff back
in. You can reactivate
to record.
Yes.
Okay.
In case it happens
again. I'll pop this out here for you, right?
Yeah.
I got it. We got the files. And I will say, after reviewing the footage, ladies and gentlemen, it was like watching a plane go into a third tower. It was fucking heartbreaking. Yeah, is there audio on there? I bet if their audio was on, you'd probably hear him right before he hit it. Go, Alakbar! Where'd that guy learn? Where'd that guy get his license? Fucking Florida? What's on that one? Do you have the little case? Oh, it's right here. Do you have anything on this one that you need?
It came with the house. So, I have no idea what's on it.
Probably fucking nothing. Probably just footage of the front yard, right?
No, that's the one for that one.
And what's that for?
That's for the, like, where my car is and, like, for the driveway this way.
Okay. So, yeah, do you think that guy had anybody coming over here?
I have no clue. He was a police officer.
Yeah, but he lived here. Yeah. Like I said, dude, my theory about the guy who owned this house before you is he did some shady shit in Chicago and had him come here. That's why he had the death traps and all the other shit set up, guns hidden all over the house, so he could kill whoever was trying to get him. Probably mafia, I'm thinking. Irish mafia?
Wasn't he German?
Hungarian.
Hungarian.
The Hungarian mafia, even worse.
I think.
Alec Hungry.
Alec Hungry. What do you mean?
It's just weird.
Didn't you just eat a pizza?
Your name.
No, Alec.
Didn't you just eat a pizza? All right.
No, it's.
We're not
going to
top that one.
Town.
Let's sign off for the night.
That's the name of the town.
Yeah.
Alec.
I know nothing
Alec?
About Hungary.
Hungary?
For
That's
Alec.
Where he's from?
Hungary,
That's why I said Alec.
Yeah.
Hungarian? Hungary? Hungary?
Like, but with an E.
That's where he's from?
Yes.
What do you think he sounded like?
All I know is because...
What kind of accent do you think he had?
No clue, but I know he used to smoke cigars and yell a lot, and he was a short dude.
Why do you know he yelled a lot?
Didn't you
Because I worked with the painter at my work, at the shop I worked at for 8 years.
Knew him?
Yeah.
That's how you
That
knew
was
him.
His police sergeant.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a small world, bro.
The plot thickens. Yes, it is.
Well, So I guess he would like sit, because he would, you know, he was the sergeant. He just sat at the office.
Yeah.
And he would watch like old World War II Nazi videos all day and shit. That I've showed you that
suspicious
staff.
Yeah.
That's an elk horn, hence elk, hungry, elk. Like it's. Do I need to show it to you?
I thought you said Alec.
L-E.
I don't know what's going on.
Alec.
Alec. Okay. Okay.
Alec.
Yeah, it sounded like you said Alec.
No.
Alec hungry.
Alec. Yeah, Alec hungry. No.
So what do you think his accent sounded like?
I have no clue.
Why don't you throw one out there? See if it's close.
I don't know. Mainz und Rathen.
Is that kind of... It's probably so that's probably dramatic. What he wanted to sound like.
Or wait, hold on.
just do our normal accent that me and you do together. I think that's maybe the accent that we've always been doing has been a Hungarian accent this whole time.
It could be.
What are you doing in the house?
I don't know.
This doesn't do it. No, that just sounds like Star Wars.
That sounds like Kazakhstan. That sounds like Kazakhstan.
Only the slave boy. I keep the mother.
Oh, my God.
Guado? Is that Guado? No.
Guado's from... Guado doesn't.
Total Recall.
Guado stays. Guado's gold.
God, I love it. I love it. Hey, dude.
Oh, here he goes.
He's busting.
He's
going to
show you his stick.
Why aren't you using that right now, dog? Like, you're hobbling around. You got a fucking cane right here with a pokey on it.
Yeah, with a pokey.
Wait, is this a... This is a pool stick too, right?
Nah, that's the other one.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes.
It's just a stabby
tool. Yeah, it's just a stabby.
He's whittled it down into some sort of defensive tool.
Yeah. But that's an elk.
I know. It's very tight.
Elk horn.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure all those are hiking trails.
Oh, okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know how people do, like, on the Appalachian Trail and all that?
Yeah.
So I would like to do
or
some
like,
research.
Yeah, like parks or something. Cause
right.
Like, yeah, most of them show, like, mountains or towns.
Well, and you know he hammered those in by hand.
Yeah.
With little tiny pin nails.
Little pin nails. Ooh, that top one with the fucking deer head's tight. Dude.
That's the elk.
This is a sweet cane. Does this one have a sword in it?
No, I wish.
God damn, I want a sword cane.
I know.
So
sword cane.
Oh my God. I think I'd want one that splits into two small blades of equal size, whatever those are called. Yeah, dude. I'd be walking around with this shit all the time. Like, fuck that dead Nazi bitch, dude.
What? He was cool. He was a Nazi.
You don't think he was a Nazi?
His dad was in the SS.
Mm-hmm. And he was just obsessed with watching Nazi shit and has a bunch of Nazi shit?
Well, there would be a lot more Nazi shit here. All I found was a flag.
They could have gotten rid of that shit before you got here.
Wait, you found a flag here?
Yes.
Where's the flag? I haven't seen the flag.
It's in the other room.
Why don't you have it hung up right there?
I have two.
I know.
The one my mom
grandpa
bought me for Christmas when I was little.
I thought your grandpa got that.
No.
Oh.
You're a dark, evil little child. What was
would
that?
Would you stop breaking shit? Shit. Give me that goddamn cane.
Yeah, dude. You're really fucking up not twirling that bitch around all the time.
It is pretty baller.
You'd be like
it's
Mary fucking Poppins.
You should be.
That's like the pimpest cane ever.
Dude, yeah.
If Mary Poppins was a pimp.
Blisterish. Lantero.
Stop.
Mary Pimpins.
Yes.
She just flies up with her umbrella
and
just starts beating a whore.
No.
She starts beating a whore. Where's my fucking money?
She flies with my crooked ass mailbox I have now. Because it's got a pimp lean to it.
She comes flying down and crashes into
it. It does say New Germany on the front. which I don't know what that means. Or no, it says old Germany. My bad. So I don't know what that is. That racist?
Yes.
Ah,
that's yeah. Old Germany.
I didn't buy the mailbox. It came with the house.
What do you think old Germany is? Do you think it's like pre-World War
One? That's what I would think. I would think it would be before Hitler.
Like post-World War One, pre-World War Two. No idea. Where are it's we talking still... about like Germanic tribes out there? Like,
nah, it's got the eagle and stuff.
Yeah, that's like 1938 and shit.
I was like before.
Before World War Two.
Yeah.
When Hitler...
went crazy. Yeah.
He did some stuff.
He did some things.
He did a couple
stuff.
Things.
Like a lot of stuff. But I hear he liked German Shepherds, so we had something in common.
Of course he liked German Shepherds. Only because they were German. But if they were French Shepherds, he'd be like, oh, the Blue Earth,
well,
whatever.
Yes, then they would be no.
Gas chamber him.
This is not a doggy. Can we go back to Mary Pimpins? Because I think that's got some.
Yeah, Mary Pimpins.
Some missed opportunity
yeah.
there.
So she comes flying down in a fur coat and just like, hey, yo, kids, we're going to go make some fucking money. Let's go.
I'm surprised that.
It's a horror story.
How good a shape this is.
When she flies over you, she just stabs you in.
Yeah, she's got knife. She got boot knives.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh.
We're talking about
how good a shape this is.
No, it's in great shape.
No, we were talking about Mary Pimpins.
Start walking around that bitch. Start
I'm
pimping
about
around.
To be Mary Pimpins.
Hey,
where's your fur coat?
You gonna cut your dick off and call yourself Mary?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I still think what your podcast needs is a blister popping.
Yeah,
did I tell you about how my friend told me if I lost some weight and got some more tattoos, I'd look like Post Malone?
Who told you that?
I'm not going to say any names.
Because they are not your friend, dude. Post Malone, ugly
don't say that.
Shit. You don't look like Post Malone.
He was being a douchebag.
You don't look like Post Malone, and you're not chunk. Well, isn't Post Malone skinny now?
He made plans.
He was chunky for a minute.
And then he made other plans and ditched.
Okay, this
and then blamed it on me.
Lot, like drama. Can we talk about that blister?
Fuck that blister.
Can I pop it? We'll take pictures.
Pop it on the podcast.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
It's important.
Do you want this shit to blow up or what?
I got sterile needles. You're on antibiotics now.
My foot's fine.
You know what? I would say at this point, when you got up a minute ago, you were walking around pretty fine.
My foot's fine.
If it's feeling okay, just fuck it.
My foot's fine.
Okay.
I've
been hurt a million times.
Do you have?
You just want to pop it because you're fucking psycho.
What are you cavemanning over there?
The dabs are stuck inside the jar.
Oh.
Because the jar is sticky on the threads and it's cross-threaded now. I think you should just hit it with a hammer because all you're going to do really is break the. With like a hammer? That's pretty hammery. I mean, it's not a hammer, but it is hammer-like.
It's close enough. Whoa.
All sweaty, mom's spaghetti.
Do you have pliers? We're gonna get this. We're gonna
here,
get this.
Let me see it. Lady fingers. Whoa.
Lady fingers long.
They're not gonna work. She's insane.
No way. Did you?
No, she didn't.
Oh.
You just fuck got off. There's no belief in me.
You just got
there.
It stuck more, you bitch. You just rip your fingernails off trying to. She got it.
That's because I smashed the fuck out of it.
No, but it is moving. It is unthreaded now.
Yeah, no, I broke it.
Now we need to get a screwdriver and wedge it. We need to get some leverage and some wedges. Use the cane. Pimp cane that shit. Pimp cane the fuck out of that, dude.
Okay, I give up. I made it pop.
Let me see, because it sounded like you did something.
Ew,
don't
do
teeth.
That.
Don't,
what the fuck is wrong with you?
Hey, with those fucking
there was
scissors
no threat to your life. All right,
I'll try.
Don't please don't cut yourself. This looks. I'm scared.
Just do it like around the whole side. Like do a little bit. A little bit. Please don't fucking stab yourself, dude. I swear to God, if you do, my homeowner's insurance.
I hurt myself all the time. Shit.
Yes.
Oh. This is hard to watch.
Oh. That's all you, dog.
Did you look at that?
Yeah, I did it. I'm a hero. I opened the jar of drugs.
He's the man. It's so, not even drugs, it's medicine.
I would suggest you do not reseal it when we smoke this entire thing. And then we go to bed.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's...
Little tiny man. Let's say I could just go grab my dabs out the car. My boy over here using his teeth to turn off his microphone so he can heat up a little piece of metal and do some fucking hits.
You stupid, you ugly, you cock blocking. Yeah!
I was thinking about Dirty Dave Gordon.
I just seen him. I told you about that,
dude,
right?
My dream guest to have on the podcast.
Dude, let's get a hold of him.
God, could you imagine that dude talking to us?
You ugly, you stupid, you cock blocking.
Was he trying to like fuck some bitch in his car or something?
I think it was like the two dudes slow dancing. Yeah, dude.
I was at the bar the other night. You know what I seen? Two dudes slow dancing. You gotta be kidding me. I can't believe it.
Yeah, no. I think he said this to a chick or something.
Dude, that was like.
I think they were like rollerblading or something.
Holy shit, bro. When was that? That was like 2006.
Bro, we were.
2007. Yeah, 2007, 2008, because I was about to turn 21.
Yeah.
So, 16 years ago. Almost you 17 stupid, years ago.
You ugly. You cock.
I'm sure we've talked about him on the podcast before, but Dirty Dave Gordon, always a fucking invite for you, my friend. Damn, that guy was funny as shit, dude.
He's still funny as shit.
Remember that time? I think Tyler just like, remember Tyler would throw leaves of lettuce into the fryer when people were standing next to it, so it'd pop on you. And Dave just like looks over, looks back, and just shuts his eyes and takes it. And Tyler and me were watching, just start busting the fuck up laughing. Dude.
Oh my God.
I was like, damn, Dave, you cold as fuck, dude.
gangsta. Yeah, dude.
The only time I've seen him pissed off, well, I've seen him pissed off like two times, was when his snake got killed by his brother.
Yep, I remember that.
His garter.
Kill my snake.
Yeah. His garter snake.
Wasn't he in the hospital or something? His brother killed his snake.
God, I don't remember what the story.
I swear he was in the hospital or something. Didn't he have like a busted nut? One of his nuts was swollen or something.
Or twisted, maybe.
Yeah, whatever. But he was in the hospital, I think.
Contorsion?
Testicle contortion. Yes, that's what it's called.
Yeah, his balls worked for the circus.
Yeah. Yeah. His balls one of them was a ladybug and another one was a fucking it was like a bug's life. God damn it.
Dude, what a fucking bastard.
He's a fucking baller, dude.
He is. That shit was so funny. And that one time he got pissed off at Russ because Russ is like finally called him out for smelling like he showered in body odor.
Yeah.
And he's like, kicked him off the line. He's like, you gotta go home and like take a fucking shower or put on some deodorant or something, dude. And he was like so pissed off that he was just like mumbling and ranting like Dave shit. And he was just like, hey, you fucking ass motherfucker, like, I'm gonna fuck you. And Sean, who worked on the saute line, the black Sean, not white Sean.
I don't remember black Sean. I don't know if I was there.
But anyways, Black Sean came over and he was just like, I know you don't understand a fucking word he's saying. I understand every single word he is saying. It was fucking hilarious.
That's funny. So.
Yeah. What were you just pointing at?
Can you grab me one of my brews?
Mm-hmm. You don't want one of these?
Well, I don't want to drink yours up. Okay.
There you go, G.
Thank you, kind sir.
There you go, homie.
But yeah, random shout out. I watch a YouTube channel a lot. I can't quite pronounce his last name off the top of my head. It's Steve Wells, I believe. He's Canadian. Yeah, he like lost his wife a couple years ago, and then he lost his like best friend neighbor. But yeah, I was watching those videos earlier, and
what videos? His videos?
Yeah. Well, he was just talking about
Like losing someone.
Yeah. Well, first he lost his wife. I don't know who he lost first, but he's a cool dude. Just shout out to him. Anybody who wants to watch his videos.
Does he listen? Where's he from?
I doubt it. Canada.
Where?
You got me on that.
Okay. Well,
he always takes beer donations. I think it'd be cool to send him some beers or something.
Yeah. What's your password?
What's that?
For your Wi-Fi? For Fiwi?
Oh, Fiwi.
Kevin Bacon 11?
Yeah. Kevin 11 Bacon.
Do I have to cut that out? Do you care if anyone parks out front and steals Wi-Fi?
Fuck.
Kevin 11 Bacon.
Nobody in the hood is listening.
Did you
to
get
this.
To set that? Or yes. Was that? Okay.
No, I picked
amazing.
That.
How did you come up with Kevin 11 Bacon?
I don't know. It just sounded perfect.
I love it.
Like, who's going to guess that?
Is it like a capital K?
I have no clue, bro.
We'll just try it.
We go through this all the time.
Every single time. See, this shit was supposed to automatically connect. It was even already closed. That's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
Somebody's Wi-Fi is just bullshit.
Yeah. And then there's, like, an old lady. I think that's my next door, like, right there.
Not bullshit.
What?
Not bullshit, right?
No, that's not mine.
No. I'm talking about the old lady.
Oh, no. I think it's just literally called, like, grandma or something like that.
I'm not catching no grandma on you.
It's Kevin 11 Bacon.
That's not what I tried to fucking do.
But the Kevin is spelled different than...
That would have helped.
It's spelled one way or the other. There's only two ways to spell Kevin.
K-E-V-I-N.
Everybody's argued with me.
That what,
this
it's
whole...
Kayvon?
No. K-E-V-E-N or K-E-V-I-N. There's two ways to spell Kevin.
All right.
You know we live in America, right?
Yeah, I do.
And the American language is fucking retarded.
I just wanted to do it to shout out we got a Canadian listener, so shout out to you, Canada.
Well, I don't know if he listens.
Well, Canada's in the house, so I was going to say, if you know that guy who has that YouTube channel, personally, you do?
Well,
maybe it's him.
Well, I don't know him personally.
But you know him from the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, we have a listener from Canada?
We have a listener from Canada.
For real?
Yeah, Ashley would toss me my phone, and I will look it up. Wow. Seriously? Yeah.
Do you see what I got to deal with?
You groaned before you put your phone down, which I liked, because you literally lost weight and did less work, and it made you fucking groan like you picked up a gallon of milk.
It was terrible. Also, you?
Damn it, I should have saved you doing that, Alex.
No.
Add it to the track.
I can do it again.
Which is just for me. I'm not putting that. I'm not giving that to, you know, you have to come over here and listen to that. That's the only way you're going to be able to hear my amazing Alex is coming. Or just have any
kind. I sound like a tortoise.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Dude.
Oh, yeah. That's what they do. That's
you know what really cracked me up? When we went on vacation a couple years ago.
My dad loves me, so he said that.
That's sick, dude. My dad's dead. He doesn't tell me shit.
Well, that's... Come on, dude.
God
I'm just saying,
it,
dude.
Nick.
He don't. He never
that
talks
was
to
fucked
me.
Up.
I do have his box of ashes in the basement. I go down there every night.
Should I snort some? Fuck.
I'll do that.
You want to get real depressing with it?
Oh, I'm not depressed about it, dude. I'm over it. People die.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
We're going to die.
Speak for yourself, bitch. I'm going to live forever.
Forever.
Yep. Not forever young.
Yeah, I got that song stuck in my head.
What are you looking up?
I'm trying to figure out where this person from Canada is from. But yeah, with somebody from Canada listen to this shit.
His name is Steve.
I don't think it's Steve. This doesn't tell me the fucking names of the people, dude. That would be insane.
Well, I know, but can't we send him a beer note? Like, can't...
No. I'm just shouting him out.
We can't send him a beer donation.
Oh, you can send that... Dude, you can send that guy anything you fucking want. I don't have money to be sending to people. It's somebody from
Toronto. I don't have money, period, but I will send him a beer donation.
Do it. Send him some Skunk Ravine stuff. Ask him if he ever wants to fucking call in. I'll figure that shit out.
Steve from Camping with Steve.
Boom.
On YouTube. I would love to send you a donation. I am not tech savvy. So.
We'll get it to you.
Yeah.
The Skunk Ravine podcast will personally reach out. I also recently lost someone, so maybe we can help each other.
Yes.
Grow or whatever. I mean, I could definitely help you grow.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
That sounded sexual.
Yeah, ooh.
Talking about making that pee-pee hard.
Was saucy.
Anyways, shout out to whoever is in Canada listening in the beautiful city of Toronto.
I feel like that's where he lives. I don't know.
What if it's him?
That'd be insane. Well, I did just subscribe to his channel. So, like, I don't know if it shows...
No. It does not show specifics of people.
Yeah, so I have no clue.
Could you imagine if I could just look up anyone who listened to this show and just know exactly where they live?
Well, no, I meant, like... like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how any of this works.
They do that so that, like, you can't go murder people for talking shit to you on the internet.
Like that crazy Asian dude who cut that dude's head off and ate him on the bus. You don't remember that?
I do remember that. Well, you know what's fucking weird is I was thinking about that yesterday.
Wasn't that in Toronto or something?
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure it was in Canada.
Dude just like cut some dude's head off.
Yeah, the dude was like sleeping and listening.
And nobody fucking helped. Everyone on the bus was just like, ah, and ran off.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I really hope, I think in that story, they should be like, hey, everybody, there was only like 5 people on that bus, and it was like, you know, 2 heroin addicts, and some fucking old people moving to Reno to gamble their shit, you know? And then the driver, who paid by Greyhound to not stop people from chopping
your elbow
heads.
Is murdering my leg.
Well, fucking tell me that.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
This is unreal, people.
That
speak your mind. Talk your shit back. This is great.
What, I poked you with my finger
now?
No,
you jammed your fucking finger into my elbow. Just say, hey,
well,
your elbow
the good
is
news
hurting
is
my leg.
Your toe
can you move it? Like a normal
worse.
Person would do, but instead you assault me.
I assaulted you with my fingernail. Don't you fucking dare. Ow!
Now we're even.
The good news is your toe hurts worse.
Yeah, so fuck you.
Stomp his foot.
I swear to God,
it probably would explode.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to pop it anymore.
Because
I
really
want to
poke it.
It's fine now that I took antibiotics.
You poked it ever
so
slightly.
How antibiotics work. Like
it's super pokey, super strong.
I don't give a fuck. You can go fuck yourself.
You wouldn't even
feel
it.
Dude, you should let her do it. Because that micro needle, all that pressure, it's just going to like piss out. It's gonna
There's no pressure anymore.
Man, it's going to be so good. This is a missed opportunity. You're ruining our lives because you
won't
let
couch tonight.
Us poke your fucking blister. It wants to be poked. It is angry.
No, I'm sleeping on the couch. If I get murdered...
Death
Nick
by toe
is
poking.
You bleed to death.
The drama.
Ashley's just like, I'll do it while he's asleep. Oh, shit. You don't wake up. It's just... I'm just picturing Bridesmaid when she tries to do the tracheotomy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, there's so much blood.
Oh wait, shit, isn't that The Heat?
Oh yeah, The Heat.
Yeah, it's not Bridesmaid.
It's
Bridesmaid.
Just funny.
The blood I'm just comes not an up asshole, straw. So I didn't want to correct you.
You should have corrected me and called me asshole. A dumb fucking idiot. No. Correct people, call them out, call them stupid.
No. That's not the kind of person I am.
He's the kind of person who's stupid.
Well, aren't you a
kill
saint.
All of you.
See?
I'll kill everyone here.
Mm-hmm.
If I all wind right. up dead, y'all know who done it.
Y'all know who it done did.
Nicholas Ducharme.
No, it would be all you.
That's why I saved her from getting raped so many times.
Oh, God.
All two times.
Oh, my God.
Maybe not full on raped, but definitely assaulted.
No.
Are you talking about that person who's in prison?
Yeah, we're talking about the kid.
Yeah, I could say a lot of things right now, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, don't.
I'm just saying, I've kind of been like her protector, you know? What are you doing, you weirdo?
Yeah, he's being weird. He's getting weird with this.
I know the hotel room incident.
Yeah, we know all about this. Listen. I'm just saying, you can't try to pin her murder on me because I've been her protector.
Yeah. If I kill both of you,
Jesus.
You'd have to make it look like a murder-suicide.
Yeah.
I have...
There's so many weapons in this house.
I know.
This could be like an all for one, and I could be the survivor, because I'm pretty scrambly.
No one.
I have a pistol.
I'm sorry.
I know, but let's, you know.
I have two different barrels.
Let's pretend like I could.
Like, no. Nobody would ever
defend
figure
ish
it out.
Myself.
I guarantee I could kill you with that piece of paper.
Yeah, goddammit.
All right.
I guarantee.
So, murder games?
With a piece of paper.
the murder yes. games.
Let's find the softest.
The murdering.
Let's go around and find the soft. No, that's too hard. We got to find soft stuff to try to kill Ashley with. Like,
it.
Stuffed one of these toys, maybe?
Oh, we're on the same side.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait, but again, both against. That's not fair.
If you sit here claiming that you would be the sole survivor, it's time to put up or shut up.
I wanted to pretend like there was a chance.
And but, I'm just saying,
bro, that's for life.
We could kill you with that stuffed animal.
Probably.
There's three hatchets over there. What are you talking
but
about?
But I'm quick.
Yeah, there's like four more over there.
Yeah, but you want to be like, yeah, she fell down and hit her head on a stuffed animal. I'd be like, of course. Yeah, okay, right. Here's your stuffed animal back.
Yeah, like from my vantage point, I literally, there are so many weapons.
I know.
I
have a pair. I'm holding a pair.
Yeah,
of
there's
jabs
right here.
There.
There's hatchets
the
right there.
Yes, the tank.
There's fire.
She could trip and she could. What's that movie?
Stick.
The boxing movie.
$1 Million Baby.
Yeah. She could $1 Million Baby onto that.
How about $1 Million Rabies?
Okay. Yeah. Let a bat loose
it's
in here.
Two
it
rabid.
Has rabies.
They just fight two rabid people against each other to the death.
You can do a lot of things.
Yeah. I was going to say dog fight with two dogs who had rabies to the death, but I feel bad when animals die.
Yeah, me too.
I have no problem watching people die.
I ran a cat over once on accident.
Oh
no. Did it have a collar? Or did you just keep going?
That was some little girl's best friend for life.
Yes, I see what you're doing there.
Yeah, don't do that.
So, hey, did the cat have a collar or did you not even stop?
I went back.
Yeah.
It was going to your fucking house.
What the fuck?
It's your fault.
You will blame anything you can on me.
Oh, shut up.
Yo, hey, it's an even score.
So, it was nighttime, and I think it's... Mm-hmm. I think it saw, like, a...
What am I saying?
I think it saw, like, a moth or something.
Pussy
in my
for
head
pussy.
Light.
You gotta sacrifice one cat to get in here.
It jumped out.
I'm picking up what you're laying down now.
Your face, you kind of like that, didn't it? I could tell you were like, that's not bad.
It was a good one. It was a
angry
funny.
Or disgusted.
No, it took like, a minute for me to. I'm a little slow today. Hey,
let's get
motherfucker.
Slow. Let's get slower. So let's end on the note of you murdering cats to have sex with her.
Yes, cat murdered.
It was a sacrifice.
Yeah, some pussy for pussy.
It
pussy.
Needed to be me.
Pussy, yeah.
But also, if it belonged
JK,
to someone.
I'm not murdering cats.
Yeah, it's obviously a everything's a joke. So,
if you can't handle a joke, you go fuck yourself.
Dude, I think if people couldn't handle a joke, they would not listen to this.
Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
So, I love every single one of you, and good night.
Yeah. Love you guys.